You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are here to give the Cincinnati Bengals their due. Joining us from CincyJungle.com, SB Nation's home for all of Cincinnati Bengals content. I don't know when this man sleeps, Pete, because I can't even list all the things he does at SB Nation because his byline is way too long. It is the one and only Jason Markham. Jason, thank you so much for joining us here on Monday Football Monday. How many websites do you have course access to, is my question.
Oh, just, well, for now, just the Bengals in UK, but yeah.
It feels like more than that. Jason, congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Congratulations.
Big win, big time win, 37-30 over, I got to imagine, even though the Steelers are down on their luck, it's always nice to get a win over Big Brother like this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they'd lost like, it was like double digit straight to the Steelers, and now they've won four of the last five. So that's been really nice. And just watching the Joe Burrow, Kenny Pickett duel was really fun too. Hopefully we get a lot more of those in the future.
I don't think you want that. I really don't. I don't think you want Kenny Pickett to wind up being good. I think you want Kenny Pickett to stink and to be awful. And that way you don't have to worry about him for the foreseeable future. Kenny Pickett threw the ball 42 times, Joe Burrow 39 times. This was, I was a little bit busy as the Cowboys were trouncing the Minnesota Vikings, but this was kind of an offensive display. Like, is this have like sneaky, maybe not game of the year vibes, but like one of the more fun games to watch back and forth?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the Steelers, they were taking advantage of the Bengals being down some of their corners, and George Pickens, he looks like a star on the rise, but it was a fun win for sure.
I think the big question with the Bengals, and the one that a lot of national folks were focused on, would be, you know, how would they replace Ja'Marr Chase for all these weeks? What have you seen in T. Higgins, and would you consider him, as you've watched him without Chase in the mix these past few weeks, as a true number one?
Oh, absolutely. Because Ja'Marr Chase just had such an amazing historic season and then a great season to this point. It's easy to forget that T. Higgins would absolutely be a number one receiver and one of the better receivers in the NFL for any other team. But so it's great to see that now when Chase is, I mean, hopefully he comes back soon, but it's also nice to see Higgins show, hey, I can carry an offense too.
Just a quick follow-up before RJ goes. What is the outlook on Chase right now? What have you seen from the reports in Cincinnati?
The hope is he'll start practicing again this week. I know last week there was one reporter who said the hope is to return this week against the Titans, but I just can't see that if he's not even been doing work on the rehab field, really. And so hopefully he'll just start practicing again this week and maybe be back in time for, I think, the Chiefs game's up next after that.
Jason, so this is a division win. It's a big-time win, and I know it wasn't that long ago, but it feels like it was both yesterday and forever ago that Cincinnati lost on Monday Night Football to Cleveland, and that was when I think a lot of people jumped ship from the Bengals. It's been kind of an up-and-down ride, the 0-2 start. You're welcome for that, by the way. Thanks to Cooper Rush, the legend. But the Bengals kind of stabilized, and then that loss was sort of the like, man, I just started believing again, and here you go disappointing me. But this kind of feels like they're sneakily getting back. And I'm somebody who has long supported the Baltimore Ravens. Sunday, not exactly an impressive showing for them as they squeaked out a win against the Carolina Panthers. Like, I do feel like you're talking about, you know, that game already happened, but still, like, not an unrecoverable gap between the Bengals and the Ravens here in the AFC North.
Oh, no. I mean, the Ravens do have an easier schedule down the stretch, but the way they've looked, it's like you can't assume they'll win any game. I mean, the Panthers, when they're arguably the worst team in the NFL, and you struggled at home. You had what I think they only had 3 points into the fourth quarter. So it's definitely going to be a fun race to see them. And then hopefully that week 18 game, when they host the Ravens, that'll be like kind of a mini AFC North championship.
I think coming into the year, we felt like this year for Cincinnati was a prove last year wasn't this Cinderella type of thing. And you got off to the slow start. What do you think the belief level is right now that, okay, we have won now for the past five. We are feeling good against with a win against a division rival. Where do you think the Bengals feel that they're at as far as being able to make another AFC playoff run?
Well, the key right now is just is having some lesser known guys step up in key spots. Like I said, they're really hurting the secondary right now. Chidobe Awuzie, he's been one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL the last 2 years, and he was a big reason why they made it to the Super Bowl last year. I mean, typically to make that kind of deep playoff run, you have to have a strong number one corner, and that's what he was. And yeah, not having him for the rest of the season after he tore his ACL, that's going to be tough to overcome. But you've got other guys stepping up, and then like I said with Chase being out, you saw guys like Trenton Irwin and Samaje Perine becoming a receiving threat. So that's going to be the key to get through these next, you know, 6, 7, 8 games without, or, you know, and hopefully get back into the playoffs.
I agree. I love Chido. Super bummed, obviously, to see his season end. Who would you say, you just mentioned some guys that stepped up, certainly in this game against Pittsburgh, like who are the important non-superstars? Obviously, you know, especially when Jamar Chase comes back, he's one of them. But in lieu of that, like in the time being, who is somebody that is not necessarily asked to fill a big role that's going to have to if the Bengals are going to be a playoff team this year?
Well, it could be Trenton Irwin. I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, spent most of his career to this point on the practice squad, and he gets called up because Chase is out, and he has two massive catches in yesterday's game, including a touchdown in a game that was decided by a touchdown, and then he had a big catch in the fourth quarter that got him down for the game-sealing touchdown. So just guys like him stepping up is really going to be good. And then at cornerback, the guy who's going to have to step up is probably Cam Taylor-Britt, their second-round rookie out of Nebraska. The problem is he missed, like, the first 6 weeks with an injury, so he's still, like, very much in the beginning stages of his rookie season. So by the time the regular season is over, hopefully he's become a reliable cornerback to help offset the loss of Chido.
Yeah, last one from me here. I don't know if RJ has anything else, but I'm looking at the schedule here. 6-4 with four very interesting games coming up. The Tennessee Titans, who look to be one of the better teams. I don't know about the quarterback matchup necessarily, but one of the better teams in the AFC. You got the Titans, you got the Chiefs, and you got Cleveland, which is going to be featuring Deshaun Watson. When's the last time we said that? And then Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. This is an important four-game stretch. This will probably determine whether or not the Bengals will be a playoff team. What's your outlook for these four games?
Oh, absolutely. And no, I didn't actually see a lot of people saying it, but yesterday absolutely was a must-win game. If they lose that game to the Steelers, they're not going to the playoffs. They're not going to survive this stretch having lost. And especially like this late in the season, they would have been winless in the AFC North. And I just never heard of a team be winless in their division going into like the last – I guess like fifth of the season, just without a division win. So they had to get that win. You look at this next stretch of games, obviously they're going to be the real challenge that is for these next two games against the Titans and Chiefs. They both have heavy revenge factors in favoring them. The Titans absolutely had this game. As far as any regular season game they want to win this season, it's against the Bengals after how the divisional playoff went. Same with the Chiefs. It's like how that AFC Championship win. This is the game they want to win most on the regular season schedule. So
I'd agree.
It's probably going to be a tough 2 weeks coming up. Then you get the Browns. Then you get the Bucks, who are kind of, you know, they're up and down. The Patriots, same thing. The Bills on Monday Night Football, that's going to be, I think, a game of the year candidate, especially if Chase is back and both teams are fairly healthy. So, but yeah, these next four games, it's going to be a rough stretch probably these next 2 weeks.
My last one, Jason, is kind of about, you mentioned the Bills. This will make Pete happy. I think it's strange to think that Joe Burrow is underrated at this point, given the success of late last season and then the run to the Super Bowl and everything. But it does kind of feel like he's just kind of faded a little bit, and maybe the struggles were a part of that. But this performance, and it's one game, and I don't mean to just kind of like, you know, build off of that. Dude threw for 355 yards and four touchdowns on the road against a division rival in a game he absolutely had to have. Meanwhile, you know, the quarterback of the team you mentioned, the Bills, Josh Allen, I mean, squeaked out a win yesterday against the Cleveland Browns and had a horrible fourth quarter collapse and overtime collapse last week against the Minnesota Vikings and took no heat for that. Nobody is talking about Joe Burrow this morning, today, in the aftermath. And I get maybe some of that is the Steelers, you know, aren't this like, you know, dragging to be slayed the way they have been in the past. But it does kind of feel like Joe Burrow is a little disrespected right now. I mean, am I alone in that? Do you share that sentiment?
I think part of it is like the Bengals kind of had their chance to be, you know, almost at the top of the mountain last season. And now people are kind of wanting to see, all right, the Bills, you know, they've never won one, you know, they've not had a whole lot of success. And now Allen's here. And now they're kind of the team on the rise. I think people want to see the Bills like have that big season. Cause I mean, we saw how much Super Bowl love they were getting in the preseason. So I understand wanting to see another guy kind of like take the pedestal. But yeah, I'm fine with Burrow and the Bengals getting slept on. I mean, that's typically when they're at their best. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. Even last year, this year, they played out of their competition a little bit too much.
Awesome. Well said. Jason Markham, everybody check out Cincy Jungle and his fantastic coverage of UK. The final thing as you leave, Jason, the one thing you're looking forward to the most about your Thanksgiving meal, what piece of food?
Probably stuffing. Like, I know.
Good call.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you're a stuffing, not a dressing.
Yeah. Person. I don't know. Stuffing. Yeah. Just all because right. There's so many different ways you can do it, too. It's just like, who knows? It's kind of like almost like a mystery, you know, thing. It's like, what's this year's big stuffing going to be?
Well said. Jason, hope you enjoy your stuffing and your Thanksgiving week. Thank you so much for joining us here on the SB Nation NFL show.
Thanks, guys. Have a blessed day.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.